Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. On the first part of today's show, I will be interviewing David Skip Wright from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. David will bring us news about what is going on with the club. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Joanna Bateman. Joanna is the Executive Director for Literacy in Action, and she will tell us all about the organization and the many activities going on. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a new song from Casey Musgraves, and the song is called Cardinal. We will hear the interview with David right after the song, so please stay tuned.
I saw a sign or an omen on the branches in the morning. It was right after I lost a friend without warning.
For the Cube, and today we welcome David Wright, better known as Skip Wright, to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Skip.
Good afternoon on this beautiful spring morning.
It is. You have a poem you want to read a couple of verses from, and you're from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club too. We'll tell our listeners that.
Read this. I heard it a couple of months ago, and whenever I try to start off things concerning the wildlife, I read a few verses from it. So if you may, it's a message from the birds of Ukraine, and it's by an unknown author. We, the birds you call wild, the untamed yet managed by you, we've been under attack since before the war, from pesticides, hunters, famines, and radiation, as a result of your wars. We watch your battles from the skies. We hear the engines roaring in the air, and we witness the carnage below. We have been fallen from the skies, just as you are now falling on the ground. I thought it was quite appropriate, and And you can just imagine what the wildlife is going through over there.
Mm-hmm. Makes us realize it's so true.
Yeah. And here, well, with the early spring coming at least 3 weeks ahead of time, we've been having our birds coming in. We've had birds that we don't usually see a couple of weeks from now, like the common grackles, the red-winged blackbirds, white-throated sparrows, robins, and song sparrows. Now, you've seen some robins yourself, eh, Maureen?
Yes, I did, yeah, and I had a few grackles at my bird feeder in front, too. So, yeah, it is early, isn't it?
Yes, at least 3 weeks. I've even got my, there was a flicker that was noticed in Sherbrooke yesterday, and the wild, and I saw them, too. The wild, the turkey vultures are down out back, too.
Okay.
So that's really early for them. And I also had my pair of ducks that came to my pond. So they're early to have their nest there. So it's, but now with that snow we had, that's why I'm trying to feed them. They're having a hard time finding food right now with everything covered in snow. They're not used to this, the ones that have come up earlier.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
No, that's about it for bird sightings. We're having our on Wednesday, this Wednesday, at the Amity Baudouin Hall, we're going to have our speaker. And the professor from Bishop, Mirjala Aoun, A-O-U-N. She's going to be talking about the educational farm they have over there for cultivating and sustainable gardening for food systems. It's very interesting. And it's going to be open to the, our meeting is open to the public, but once that's going over there, they're really making different gardens and to educate people on sustainable gardens. So
okay.
There should be a very interesting talk this Wednesday.
It sounds very interesting. And the garden is on the Bishop's University campus?
Yes, over in the back, over by the where the pond is.
Oh, okay.
Ducks then. Unlimited Pond?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, this is quite a bit of enthusiasm going there. It's going to be nice.
It will be nice, yeah. Okay.
So that's one of the projects that's going on. I hope we can help them. They're asking us a little bit. And then we have another project going on. We had our first meeting for the pollinating garden at Queen Square.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that with the city of Sherbrooke and with Camille Dufresne and I. And it's going to be even bigger than last year. And so it should be, we're going to be having, in a cooperation with the Lennox Library, educational sessions there to teach our young people or anybody that wants to know about nature. And we also have a newer project coming on, which is the Butterfly Way project. And Sheila McLean is going to be heading that up. And she'll be doing courses on monarch butterflies, what to know about them and to protect them. So we have quite a summer lined up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then another project we have going on is that our Swallow Garden. I renamed it from Swallow Land to Swallow Garden. We'll be putting up, which is located in front of Bishop's University on the St. Francis River at Chris Hornibrook Farm. We'll be putting up 18 birdhouses this week or next week, because now the flooding is over, so we can get in there and put them up. This should be really, really interesting this year, and we're going to have sites that you can watch the swallows coming in. And so it should be very interesting, but we got to get out there and put them up.
Okay, that's right beside the river, the St. Francis River?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now, the swallows are quite interesting. Did you know there was 8 different types of swallows?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's 8 different types. The most common one we have is the tree swallows and the cliff swallows around here. But they are, swallows is all over the world. They're in every continent, even Antarctica. And they are quite interesting in the way they eat. They skim they eat mosquitoes and flies and they drink water by skimming the low over the lakes and rivers. Now, we've seen that around here, but we don't see that many swallows around here anymore. and our barn swallows. We don't see many of them either.
No, that's too bad. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why we're putting a push on around here to try to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be interesting, you know, what happens.
Yeah, it's
but
very
it's going to be a nice spot to go and visit, to view them anyway.
Mm-hmm. So. And people can go there once it's established? And
yes, that's what we're hoping for.
Okay,
yeah.
That's nice, yeah.
Anyway, and well, we've been busy, as you can see. I like to end off, though, with a little rant, that something that's in the back of my head, is that well, I've been getting a few calls from people that have found injured birds. And we don't have a spot around here where we can bring our birds to rehabilitate them and to, you know, to get fix them up. So my rant is like in Hudson, if you ever have a chance to go to the Nishwar in Hudson, they have a place there where you can bring in injured birds and they show them how they do it and all this. And so I'm ranting and I'm pushing to try to get one around here too.
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
I would really like to have it at the Johnville Bog. So maybe when they'd be building a building there or something, we can work together and get something going.
Mm-hmm. That would be great, yeah. You're thinking of maybe in the future having a building there?
Yeah. With the University of Sherbrooke is thinking about building a building there. They're on it's a project they have. We've met with them a few times, and we would like to help them get it going and built, and it'd be a great place for an educational spot to bring classes into a classroom environment,
mm-hmm.
outdoor environment too, and inside.
Yeah, it would be for sure. And there would be somebody there at the building all the time? Or?
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Mm-hmm. No, that would be wonderful. That's great news, yeah.
Yeah, and so we shall see. Mm-hmm. But if we had a place that, like, to have the birds brought to, and I had just a call last night, and I just got an email before you called me that the bird did pass away. It ran into a window. We tried to get it going, put in the warm place and all that, but it passed away.
Okay.
But I hear quite a few of these. You know, we should be having something around here to bring the birds to.
Mm-hmm. That would be wonderful. That's quite a big project, yeah.
Yeah. But that's about it, Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
For me, as you say, we've been with this weather and that. I thought we'd get ahead of the game here, but now with the snow and that, we can't get into the woods and that. So.
That's right. Well, that's March, eh? So the the meeting is Wednesday night. So that would be, March 27th at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. And everybody is welcome. And if you want to join the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, you can get some information there.
Yes, and on our Facebook page too.
Right.
The St. Francis Valley Facebook page.
Okay, that's a great place to find information about the club too. Okay, anything else that you can think of, Skip?
Not right now. A lot of things on the movement, you know, with the spring coming and everything. So, no, it seems to be going well.
Good, that's great. Well, certainly keep us posted and all the best on all the projects.
Okay, then.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Far away from here, she had the answers to the questions we've been asking all these years. She lived way up in the mountains, but I knew I had to go, so I walked for 40 days through the rivers and snow, ask me questions, the more that I could feel. The people standing by me, hadn't seen them there for years. She could see what I was seeing, then she whispered in my ear. She said, hey, yeah, I hope I helped you understand.
We just heard a new song from Canadian artist David Miles. The song is called Footprints in the Sand. You're listening to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and this is The Cube, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some community announcements for you. Coming up on Wednesday, March 27th at 7 p.m. at the Amity Boldwack Community Center in Lenoxville, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street, we have a presentation by the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. The speaker this month is Mirella Owen, Assistant Professor, Department of Environment, Agriculture, and Geography at Bishop's University. The talk will focus on how they are creating a unique land living ecosystem at the Educational Farm and Bishop's University campus to cultivate minds and sustainability. So that is the Amity Boldwack Community Center, March 27th, 7 p.m. The public is invited to attend. Please note that they have some members with allergies, so therefore they request your help to create a scent-free space. So no perfume, no strong odors. And if you want to become a member, that's the place to get some more information. The Eaton Valley IOOF will be having a pancake supper in the Sawyerville Catholic Church basement. This happens on Saturday, April 6th from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, baked beans, sausages, and more. Adults are $20, children 6 to 12 years old, $10, and children under 5 eat for free. For more information or for tickets, please contact Barry Berwick, 819-889-2597. The Lenoxville Art Group will be displaying their work at Uplands Cultural and Heritage Museum from April 7th to May 26th. Their vernissage is on April 7th, 2 p.m. at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville. Everybody is welcome to attend. Now, Literacy in Action is offering some help. If you want to get one-on-one help to use your phone, tablet, or laptop, bring your device and have a 50-minute coaching session with a skill sharer. The volunteer tutors will be available for you. The sessions have already started at Literacy in Action. Their main office is at 5 Conley Street in Lenoxville, and these sessions will take place from 1 to 3 p.m. every Saturday. So give them a call if you need some help, 819-346-7009, or email Sam at skillbuilders@lia-s3.org to schedule a session with one of the volunteers. So that sounds like a really good service for people. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science Series, Engineering Squad, a family activity in Lenoxville, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., March 23rd to April 20th. Sign up with Angie at lia-s3.org. www.mindfulness-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. Donald Lecture Series Fantastic Eclipses from Fear to Reason. Ahead of the total solar eclipse on April 8th, astronomer Jean-Louis Houdier on Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. at Centennial Theater. Dr. Houdier is an internationally respected astronomer and author of Astronomical Photography, Eclipses of the Moon and Sun, Book of the Sky, Book of the Moon, and Astronomy for All. This free event is presented as part of the Donald Lectures series. More activities will be announced. Visit the eclipse-viewing at Bishop's webpage for regular updates and for advice on how to watch the eclipse safely. For further information regarding the eclipse viewing event on the campus of Bishop's University, please send a message to eclipse@ubishops.ca. A total solar eclipse will be visible on the afternoon of April 8, 2024, and the Bishop's University campus is directly in the path of totality. Bishop's University invites the community to a series of activities around Coulter Field to offer a memorable eclipse viewing experience in the region. Total solar eclipses are a rare once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon when day briefly turns into night as the moon completely blocks the sun. This is such a rare occurrence that the next total solar eclipse to be visible in a large city in the province will be in 2106. The partial eclipse will begin at about 2:15 p.m. and end at about 4:38 p.m., with totality occurring at about 3:26 p.m. and lasting for 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Bishops will be providing glasses free of charge for registered guests to the on-campus eclipse viewing event. Members of the Bishop's community and visitors will gather on Coulter Field to experience this unique event. Visitors are invited to explore the various kiosks where they will find information about physics, astronomy, and detailed eclipse information. Student volunteers will guide visitors on campus tours. As parking will be limited on campus, eclipse viewers are strongly encouraged to walk to campus to avoid traffic getting on and off campus. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I would like to help you to announce it. It's free. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get your event announced. Also, if you have a nonprofit organization and you would like me to do an interview with one of you, I would be more than happy to. Again, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Please note that all interviews are pre-recorded and not live and done by telephone.
I'm a
That was Lucas Jack slipping away, and I'd like to thank my guest, David Skip Wright, for telling us all about the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, all the projects coming up, and the presentation, March 27th, 7 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center. Everybody is welcome. And don't forget, in the second part of my show today, I'm going to be talking with Joanna Bateman, Executive Director of Literacy in Action. And we'll close the first part of my show today with a new one from Brothers Osborne, and the song is called Back Home. Please stay tuned. We'll hear the news with Derek Bullard, a word from a couple of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
I'm either moving like molasses on a California freeway, laid over and hungover in a place I can't recall. Last week was Arizona, Carolina, then Daytona. Be careful what you wish for, man, I think I've seen it all. Back home, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody's business. Back home, one stop by the road, you blink and never know you missed it. I was living just to make it, so I was dying to escape it. It turns out there ain't no